Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome to the next episode of Crypto Nights, where the best minds bridge the crypto divide. I'm your host, Kant Miriala. I am really excited today. I have a fantastic guest speaker, but before that, here is a disclaimer. These podcasts are for educational purposes only, not a solicitation, not an endorsement for investment. You do so at your sole discretion. We suggest you do your due diligence. We are not financial advisors. Tokens are highly risky and you could lose all of your invested money. Hello, Anton. How are you?
Hello, Kant. I'm really good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good, very good. And so excited to have you on this call and as our guest speaker. Why don't we start off, Anton, with a brief introduction to your background?
First of all, thank you for inviting me here. You have some really big projects and guests on your podcast, and we are really honored to participate.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to have you as well.
Yeah. All right. So a couple of words about myself. So essentially, I come from a technological background. I used to work for various advertising, TV, and game companies. But on a side, I've always been involved in different business ventures. And luckily, some of them started to bring enough money that they could quit employment and focus only on business. So I invested in local property in New Zealand and also in New Zealand stock markets. But I can't really call myself a trader. Like, I do not day trade, and I'm a really passive investor, a buy and hold guy. Because I don't want to put too much effort in trading, right? To spend too much time. Like, I do my research, my due diligence. I like buy stock, and then I can forget about it for really, you know, a couple of years, and then I just check it on like daily or weekly basis, but I don't want to move too much about it. You know? And I have my couple, some advisors, and they will like, oh, Anton, we like, there's something going on in with this stock, you need to sell, and because my friends will really follow it. And I'll be like, oh, all right, okay, I'll sell. So, and I know that in your podcast, you're a bit more like proactive traders, trading guys, and I guess I'm opposite of that.
Exactly. I'm very excited about that because I personally do the same as you. I'm a hodler. I just buy my crypto and I just sit on them. Yeah. I don't even look at them. And I think that's one strategy. Some people are day trading cryptos. That's great.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, absolutely. It's really like a nature how you feel about it. Okay. So, and this was like our approach to cryptocurrency. So we were looking for the ways to create something more durable where you can invest for a long period of time. And we're kind of really skeptical about, you know, A-based currencies, A-based coins. And there are so many of them already, so we didn't want to create another made-up hype coin.
I like that. Made-up hype coin. So what did you guys make?
So at Cryptiv, we create a set of cryptocurrencies backed by stocks and bonds. So these crypto coins will be more stable and less volatile than Bitcoin or Ethereum or Ripple or pretty much anything else. So the blue chip stocks, they don't really show that much of a growth in thousands of percents in months, but also on average, they're harder to fail. And that's really, we want to secure the crypto investments in our coins. And as a business ourselves, we will generate profits through coin trading commissions and support fees.
Okay, that sounds good. So, and how does that work? So if I want to buy IBM stock for $100, do I come to Cryptiv and I can do that?
So essentially, like, we really like to say this in like a big, bold, black letters, like, we are not a trading platform.
Okay.
So we create just few coins. Like, we have CFIT, which is essentially a stock index of top 5 US IT technology companies, like Apple, Facebook, Netflix, Google, Amazon.
Oh, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so they show a really good performance, about 30, 40, 50% a year of stable growth over the years.
Fantastic.
And we just essentially back a coin with this particular stock package. So we don't really give you a freedom of choosing. That's again, it's a kind of our thing. We won't limit again effort of our investors in picking stuff and all that. Again, going opposite of trading platform, right? On the trading platform, we can pick and choose. With us, you can trust us with this particular financial instrument, and we choose it for yourself. We choose it ourselves for you.
Fantastic. So what that means is what I'm doing is I'm bringing $100 and investing in some kind of a pre-chosen index, if you will, that you have on. So I'm going to get a few tokens of Cryptiff that are reflecting that percentage. So I don't know if you hold a million.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, there's a bit of confusion always going here that when you buy Cryptiff tokens, essentially you own a part of our enterprise, right? So you will be getting proportionate redistribution of our dividends, and 40% of our income will be distributed among token holders. But our coins will be essentially a different product. We really like to compare it to Tether, right? And if some of the listeners don't know, Tether have a cryptocurrency called USDT that's backed by USD on a one-to-one ratio. And like Tether, I don't think they had ever had an ICO, and you cannot really buy a part of Tether. You can buy USDT coins, but consider this, like Tether, they have over a billion of USDTs in circulation already. And they make huge amount of money in trading commissions. Imagine if you were coming in if they had an ICO and buying a part of Tether and getting some of the passive income today. That's really our idea.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Okay. So you're saying...
I'll add something about Tether, because Tether kind of got a bit of a bad reputation today, you know? the people that talk about some shady deals with Bitfinex, because the founders are connected to the founders of Bitfinex, and they're quite an opaque company, and we won't have any deals, undercover deals with any of the crypto exchange platforms, and we will try to we promise to do transparent audits and publish them on our website, so we'll try to fix those particular issues.
I'm glad you clarified that. great. So that's wonderful. And where did you get this inspiration? What is the backstory behind this?
So it was a business opportunity that we saw in the cryptocurrency world, that we could really offer a simple solution to invest in products that are hard linked to these traditional financial markets. Like a lot of cryptocurrency holders are coming from developing countries like India, Russia, Brazil. And there is really no easy way for them to invest in stocks of major companies like Apple, Google, Netflix, etc. I mean, even just buying a stock traditionally is not that easy, to be honest. But if you have some cryptocurrency, it's much harder. That's where we saw the Tether case, and we thought, okay, we can do the same what Tether is doing. We'll just back our coin with these particular stock packages that we decided that are really well performing and will be profitable. And that's how we started.
So I'm getting two things. If this group of companies grows in value, I'm getting that value back, number one. And number two, a portion of the profits that you make, 40% to be precise, is also redistributed proportionately to the token. So are those the two sources of value that I'm getting?
Not exactly. So by buying the crypto tokens, you get the source of value from our trading commissions, right? So we have to buy the coins that we produce separately, right? If you invest in Ford company, you get the profits from their products. You do not get a Ford, Mustang. You don't get the car, essentially. So if you really get the product and the income that we generate if you buy the Cryptiv tokens in our ICO period.
Okay, but how do I invest in those stocks and bonds?
We will release our first coin on our website in probably about a week or two, CFIT. You will be able just to buy it off our website to start with, and we will later, just after that, after we list it on our website, we will get in touch with the crypto exchange platforms and we'll try to get it out there. We probably won't reach bigger ones like Poloniex, Kraken, Bittrex. They're really expensive. That's why we really need the ICO to raise enough funds to get it out on there. Bigger platforms, but stuff like crypto exchanges like Yobit, Ethel Delta, Kryptonia, and a couple others are pretty accessible. So we will have our tokens and CFIT coins tradable there as soon as we can.
So you are having two different tokens, Cryptiv tokens and CFIT tokens.
Yeah, even more. Like we will have Cryptiv tokens, CFIT, CFBND, and CFGM.
So every token other than the Cryptiv token is actually a stock and bond type of a token, a package that I can buy in. And when I buy those, I make money in the appreciation of stocks and bonds. And I'm probably in a country where I cannot easily buy Apple, Google, etc. So it's easier to buy these tokens, which tie into the value of that group of companies. So I can buy them on an Ether Delta or Yobit, for example. But if I want to benefit on the company's profits, then I buy Cryptiv tokens. Did I now understand the whole picture?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. It always takes us some time to explain the whole picture.
Wow. I have a feeling many of the people don't understand. They may not know who you are, and they may not understand exactly what you're trying to do. You are trying to make these stocks and bonds and other things that are in some countries like US available now globally at a touch of a button to invest into the US equities market through these pre-built packages of very high blue chip type of quality companies at a touch of a button. You made it easy. And then those produce transactional profits. And those transactional profits are captured by a different coin, and that is called Cryptiv. And people can take advantage of both of them. I think this story is, I don't think it's complicated, but the way this story is told, and once people understand that, I think they will see a huge value in Cryptiv. I'm myself very excited about what you're doing. This episode of Crypto Nights is brought to you by HODLware. HODLware is your one-stop shop for well-designed crypto gear. Think t-shirts, mugs, and posters. The HODLware team puts time and thought into every design to make sure you're getting relevant, unique, and witty products. Today, just for Crypto Nights listeners, HODLware is sharing a special discount so you can get 15% off your first order. Just go to hodlware.io. That's HODLWEAR.io and enter the code NIGHTS. That's KNIGHTS at checkout. That's KNIGHTS for 15% off your first HODLware order.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think you put it really, really nicely, actually. I think we'll copy some of the description and explanation. Thank you.
That's what I'm here to do. That's why I'm high, because we call ourselves Bridging the Crypto Divide primarily because we want to take complex concepts and break it down so that our audiences can easily understand them without any techno babble or techno geek. So that way it's because most of our audiences either want to learn or invest in this without getting bogged down by the terminologies and technology speak. So I think you did a great job actually. So, wow. So I already understand my next question was really apart from an investment, who would receive the most value? You already told me, if I invest in Cryptiv coins, I can even get a portion of the value in the transactional profits.
Thinking about the also who will receive the most value, we think we have like this, on the side, we have this high and mighty mission that we invest in these technology companies. And in our ideas that, we indirectly by investing in a blockchain already, you also invest in technology companies and you help the innovation to grow, you know, and help the life on the planet better, because you help the progress by indirectly investing in, you know, Google and other big technology companies. But yeah, but essentially, so we have these three coins, and anytime when you, for example, are holding a Bitcoin or Ethereum, and you want to, you'll be a bit afraid of volatility in the market, and you want just to sell it for a while and buy our coins that much more stable. You buy our coins, you hold to them. Maybe you can hold to them for 10 minutes, or you can hold to them for a couple of years. Then you sell them off and buy something else. But you will do that on a crypto exchange, not inside our own, you know, platform, because we don't have a platform.
Got it. No, that is, those are all amazing differentiators. So you're leveraging most of the existing frameworks out there. That's what I'm very excited about. Okay. So are there any similar companies out there? Are there any so-called competitors to Cryptiv?
So yeah, people do often ask about competitors. They're like, surely we're not the first in the field. And indeed there are existing asset tokenization platforms. So they provide you with an opportunity to invest in similar financial products and by first buying their tokens, then you use these tokens to buy assets of your choice inside their platforms. I think this model is a bit more complicated. They add an extra step and it can create a bit more risk for the investors and also a bit more legal complications, in our opinion. And I think nobody has really yet created a truly simple tool like USDT, but relevant to stock market. So you can invest in stocks without any extra steps or hustle, really.
Got it. And how have you grown the Cryptiv presence today in the market?
So essentially, talking back to our ICO, so right now we are putting all our efforts to increase the project awareness. Like our company is relatively small, so our budget is, our advertising budget is sizable, but we can't really compare to a multi-million dollar startup. So we try to engage our forums with all the means that we can, like forums, a Bitcoin talk forum, our Telegram chat. I'm always on Telegram chat, replying to any question that pops up there. And we try to be really quick with that. Obviously, newsletters for our subscribers, bounty programs on, again, on Bitcoin Talk and where else. And token airdrops, that's one of the cheaper ways to advertise and attract more users. So we do have a constantly growing audience, and you know, fundraising has been pretty successful for us so far. And like I was saying, our soft cap is really low and we've just achieved it, you know, like a few days ago.
Oh, congratulations. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
And we will also add to all your efforts of increasing awareness through Crypto Nights, because our audience is extremely good. When they understand what you do and they like what you do, they're very good at sharing. So you will get a lot of
thank you.
Awareness increase. All right. So how about, tell us about your team and how is it structured? And, what do they bring to the table?
So, our team, it's fairly small. We have about like 9 people with 5 core members right now. And we hire extra help in the workload expense, especially with some media support and such. And responsibilities are mainly divided between the product engineers and the marketing team. And I'm more of a marketing guy. I do not code myself, right? So I help with that. I'm a talking head in a company. But essentially, all this stuff is really essential to each other, and you can't really launch one without another.
Yeah, you're a token head in multiple ways. Awesome. Okay. And what are the biggest challenges your team had to overcome so far?
So I think, again, explaining this whole concept as a whole takes some time, and we have a feeling like people right now are looking more at investing in cryptocurrency as it is, because, you know, this the stock packages we want to sell they show really impressive stable growth of like 30 to 50% a year. And for example, in New Zealand stock market, it is really hard to find a similar stock, like next to impossible. They grow like 5, 10% tops. But this growth still might seem pretty low for people who want to see like 5 to 10 times return in a month. So therefore, there is some skepticism about some people we're trying to attract on how many coin buys we will be able to get, of the how many coin like a product buys we can we'll be able to attract.
I think you might have to hide your complexity behind an app or something. Suppose I'm somebody in a country that would, and I saw your advertisement. Let's say you put an ad on Facebook that said, how would you like to own Apple, Google, Amazon, whatever, Netflix. And I'm looking at that saying, oh my God, I cannot do that in my country. I wonder what he's trying to say. And you say, how would you like to own all of this in your country? And you give the name of the country. So I'm going to click on that. And then it says you can use this app to buy. And so I click on that app and you give me a way to use my fiat currencies and buy it. Everything else is behind the scenes. My fiat is converted and into your tokens and the tokens are put in my wallet. And so all that I see is buy and sell. And I just have to connect my currencies. So because your offering is really not for people interested in cryptos and tokens, because those people are looking at 5 to 10 times return in a month. They are not the people that will be interested in this, but you're using cryptos as a way for people to invest in blue chip stocks very, very easily. So it's almost like if you lift the hood, there's an engine underneath. Most people don't understand the engine of the car. They don't even want to lift the hood. So if you can just provide all this token technology, the crypto tokens and blockchains under the hood and close the hood and say, hey, you just need these keys. And I say, oh, really? Yeah. Press this button, deposit the money. Okay. Yeah. Now you have, you know, so many dollars worth of this fund. Oh, really? Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. And 2 months later, you've grown by 10%. You hit this button called sell. Oh, I'm done. Oh, what is that $2 charge? Oh, that's the transactional fees. Oh, that's fine. That's it? Yeah, that's it. So that's how I'm envisioning you to produce something that you can attract your buyer without going to the ICO and token investors whose expectations are quite different.
Yeah, I think you're quite correct. Well, to start with, we'll start with the traditional, you know, cryptocurrency trading. And I think maybe in a span of like 6 months to a year, we could implement that. Yeah, so it's a really good idea. I'll write it down. We'll talk about it with our team.
Wonderful. So how is it starting a cryptocurrency and taking your company global and everything? Yeah.
Well, I think starting cryptocurrency is relatively easy if you have an experienced team that's coming from like technological background. I think it's really the problem of advertising, like I've just been talking, because there's so much cryptocurrency noise and hype out there, and for investors, so hard to figure out which is better, and they have to spend their time to dig into these ICOs and find those funds which are not a scam. And that's why we're trying to come to podcast. And I did a video presentation of Cryptiv myself, you know, on our website, just showing that we are not like fake profile pictures.
Exactly. That is so important, you know.
Yeah. So we are real people, and we are indeed based in New Zealand, so and we're trying to push it here. But, you know, on the positive side, digital products are really much easier to scale globally rather than, you know, any real product, as the manufacturing and logistical costs are really non-existent. So that's a really big plus side.
Great. And so what is the next step for Cryptiv? Do you have any plans to grow or expand or diversify?
So a lot of planning depends on the amount of funds we will be able to raise by the end of ICO, because getting listed on major crypto exchanges is really expensive. So in the nearest, in hopefully next 2 weeks, maybe even next week, we'll get the first coin out. So it will be available on our website. We'll definitely tell everybody about it. So again, we're not a scam. We have an actual, actual product finally working and all that. So it will be this that coin that's backed by US technology companies, Facebook, Google, Netflix, Amazon, and Apple. And then we will list the crypto tokens on the smaller exchanges. But also, it's a bit of a thing that I haven't told anyone yet, but we are building a little private index crypto fund in parallel with this project. There will be more news coming in future, but it is only limited right now to close circle of investors and our friends. And it is our kind of diversification as on a global level, having these two cryptocurrency projects, one that is backed by traditional stocks and another being a smart index of top plus cryptocurrencies. Again, trying to make it like a passive investment, having a smart algorithm doing all the hard work on with top cryptocurrencies, and where you just invest money and forget about it.
Okay, something like Crypto 20?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, but with some differences. And we're actually not that happy about Crypto 20. They say they charge low commission, like 0.5%, I think, but they do have some hidden commissions that are really large. They can eat up to 10% of your investment.
Wow. Okay.
You have to dig into their white paper and their documentation to find about it. But yeah.
That's typically the kind of stuff people don't like. Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually reading about another fund, a Russian fund. They were like, oh, we have this commission, it's only 0.04%. And just if we trade in profit, we trade and make money, we take extra 30% of that income. <It's> like, what the hell are you talking about? It's 30% of commission.
Got it. That's suddenly 30.04. Yeah.
That's 30.4. It's not 0.4. Yeah, we'll try to be a bit more honest about that and keep it relatively low to 0.75%, which is pretty low. But when you trade on higher volumes, million and higher, you still are able to make some profit. And having it all automated makes it pretty easy and cheap to operate.
And where would you like to be ideally in about 5 years?
So talking back about Cryptiv, we would be happy to have a healthy and sizable fund by that time. So there is an example of USDT with over $1 billion in circulation, and it really shows that there is definitely plenty of space to grow with enough persistence. We also hope that international legal field will become more certain, like understandable and clear regulations will be created. Because right now, some countries embrace crypto as well, others fight it. And, you know, like every week we have some news about it. Like, and they like recent news. Like bad news are kind of good for us. For example, when South Korea started to clamp down on their cryptocurrencies and China as well, it starts to negatively correct all the markets. Well, we can jump up and say, oh, yes, so in Cryptiv, if you invest in us, we invest in a more stable product that is not really linked to, you know, to that events. Our cryptocurrencies won't fall or go up depending on the market news in the cryptocurrency world. They will go up and down depending on the stock market news in the real world. Like that.
Amazing. Amazing. So very excited about all of the thinking that has gone in. So if you had to give an advice, so let's say there's an up and coming blockchain entrepreneur, based on all the things that you've already gone through, what would be your advice?
I think the most important is to have a really solid team of qualified people that you can rely on and trust 100%. We hear so many scandals around, you know, like something got stolen here, somebody got scammed there. And I think it's a lot because they had some unworthy team members, maybe somebody who leaked some information out there, and, you know, that was a huge became a huge problem down the pipe. Maybe there was some unsatisfied team member who left the company and did something really bad to it. So having this really solid partnership with people who you know for years is so important. So then you need to pair that with an idea that helps to solve a real world problem. And like I think with Scriptive we have it, we're trying to solve the problem of buying a stock of major American companies. So when you put it all together, you have a high chance to succeed. And I'm a pretty pragmatic person. I'm not overly positive. I always look for what can happen. What's going to happen? So you have a high chance of succeeding. You're not succeeding 100%. But one thing I know for certain is that if you try again with those incoming data, you will succeed eventually.
Like that's a fantastic advice. Anton, thank you. I think we covered a lot of ground about your ICO. Are there any other questions that I did not ask around your token, your company? Anything that you would like to add?
Well, we've covered most of it. So come on our website, check our white paper, read through it. Also, well, of course, remember that investing in any type of financial instruments is always risky. You can always lose it all. You know, there's always that. Always remember about it. Google our people. Also, get on our chat on Telegram. We're always there. Ask any questions if you don't get something. If you had any problem, we are always on top of that. I personally pass it to our development team and we'll sort it out. You know, if some token didn't get passed through to your address, we will sort it out immediately. So we are really responsive.
Can you also give the link to your ICO?
Yeah, of course. We'll have it, I guess, on your website down there in the information section.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to have links right below the audio. And so I wish you the very best, Anton. It looks like you have a very exciting business model. Quite frankly, I hear a lot of business models, but this is unique in many ways. And I wish you all the very best. And I hope not only your ICO is very successful, but your business model succeeds beyond that. All the best.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. You really need any support and encouragement. It takes a lot of effort to put it through.
Great. Have a wonderful day.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.